This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
We are the Hump Day crew, Adam and Nathan, here this week for your Wednesday morning. Now, on Saturday night, myself and Ginny, our regular humper, went to the... I'll turn you on.
Oh, God, that felt good.
I thought so. Now, we went to the AFI Awards on the weekend, went and hung out on the red carpet and that type of thing.
You strutted your stuff, looking glamorous as always.
Had a chat. There was a bevy of different people there. We've got some different clips.
I wasn't there.
Stuck a microphone in their mouths because that's what we were allowed to do. Nothing else.
Really?
Mm.
People are so limited these days.
But there wasn't just movie stars and also TV stars, but there's a whole bunch and bevy of people. There was Wes, who won Idol recently.
Ah, yes.
Was the first person. So let's see what Wes had to say.
Wes, Adam and Ginny from Joy 94.9. Congratulations on your win.
Thank you very much, mate.
You've got a bit of competition because one of your good friends, Reese, has released a single.
Yeah, Hot Summer. It's a killer track. I love it, yeah.
And do you have any tips for him?
No, he's probably got some dance moves for me, you know. I mean, I don't know about my moonwalk action, but yeah, anyway.
Does the hard work after you've won Idol, hard work's just begun now?
Yeah, mate. I'm getting about 2 hours sleep a night. So, I'm getting used to the 4 a.m. getting up and not 4 a.m. getting home from the pub after a gig. So,
But
this is my girlfriend Charlie. I'm here for my girlfriend Charlie tonight and her film, All My Friends Leaving Brisbane.
How important are award nights to you, like this kind of thing, after all the hard work, after the year?
Oh, it's lovely to see people get recognised for their work. So, it's important. It's nice to get dressed up and it's nice to see my boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah. It's the only time we've seen each other for the last few days. So.
We'll meet in Melbourne. Okay, great. Done. Locked in.
Yeah, on the carpet.
Now, Charlie, if you could think of a category to make up a category to be nominated for and you'd know you'd win it, what category would it be? Any category that you want.
I don't know, maybe... Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I've got a pretty cracker smile. So maybe I'd win Best Smile. Best Girlfriend, actually.
Best Girlfriend.
Best Girlfriend.
I'd say Best Girlfriend.
Right. That was an opening and you didn't take it.
Yeah, most supportive girlfriend ever.
Oh, I accept. Yeah.
And that's been important with the success?
Yeah, man, I don't think, and it sounds pretty cliche and corny, but I don't think I could have done it without her. But it's just great to be doing something, giving back tonight and supporting her on her night and the brilliant Stephen Barg's night that wrote the film.
Good chatting to you and good luck with your nominations tonight.
Thanks very much. Cheers, mate. Cheers.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good. Looking hot.
I like your blue bar.
Oh, there we go. Just a bit of a grab from someone else's interview as well. That was Wes from Idol. Did you get into Idol this year?
I can't say I really followed it religiously I've done previously in the past, but I will say I did watch it, and some of the times that I did, I found it quite entertaining.
Quite entertaining. Yes. I didn't watch much this year. I didn't get into it. Did you? Did you think Wes was a worthy winner?
I think he was. Like for what was left over. That sounds terrible.
Yes.
For the leftovers from Idol, I thought the guys did a great job, and I think the one that won it, Wes, was the correct guy.
And who came second?
Wouldn't have a clue.
Oh, because it's normally the second place together that does better. Yeah.
Historically, that's been the case.
It'll be interesting to see. Now, we also asked, you heard us ask Wes's girlfriend, I can't remember her name, isn't that bad of me, if you could create your own category, what would it be that would guarantee that you'd win? We also asked Lisa McCune that.
Now, Lisa, if you could create your own category to get nominated for that you knew you'd win, what would it be?
The most disorganised actor around. I'd say I'd probably come pretty close.
And what have you got lined up for 2009?
I'm doing Guys and finishing off Sea Patrol in for 9 and then going into Guys and Dolls up in Sydney and a musical which we did in here this year. So
it was very successful.
Yes, and we're looking forward to Sydney, so it'll be great fun.
You expect Sydney to love it as much as Melbourne did?
I think in Sydney we're only doing 12 weeks, so it'll be in and out, it'll be very busy. So I think that Sydney will love it. It's a lovely old show that is, you know, where origins of musical theatre come from, so it's a classic.
Well, good luck in 2009. Hopefully you're a little bit more organised in 2009. Could be a New Year's resolution.
Yes, exactly. Have a good one.
Lisa McCune there. Isn't one thing that made me realise that celebrities are real people was I remember seeing, I don't know if you ever saw this on Rove, but Lisa McCune and Madna Szybanski were on there together.
Yes.
And they were talking about when Lisa dropped round to Madna's house to pick her up.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I remember.
And it was kind of like, they're just like normal people. They don't kind of morph out of nowhere and get in their limos and get driven around.
No, they share carpool.
They carpool. They're real life people.
Yeah, they're unorganized. They trot around and go get things done. And like Lisa McCune, spend their day down at Coles.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah. What if she has a Flybuys card? She would do, wouldn't she?
I'd think so.
Yeah. Someone else who, I don't know if he has a Flybuys card, maybe cuts up clay and things like that, is Adam Elliott. Who's Adam Elliott?
Our Oscar winner who did, I can't remember the last name of the movie.
Harvey Crumpet.
Thank you.
Yes.
Joy FM. Hello, Joy FM. How are you?
How are we, Adam?
I'm very good. How are you?
How important are these kind of awards for Australian cinema?
Well, they're very important, you know. We've all got to pat ourselves on the back, you know. We're the most over-congratulated part of the industry in Australia, you know. No, I think they're very important because our industry constantly needs support and, you know, we get a lot of our money from the government. So nights like this, you know, without the government support, we would not be making films in Australia. So it's very important.
And do you think it's also important to make an impact around the world?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we make our films for the entire world. You know, our new film, Mary and Max, is coming out next year. And of course, you want your local, you want Australians to love it, but you also want people in Sweden and you know, all over the world. You need everybody. And the US, particularly the US. Yes, yes.
Our film is actually opening the Sundance Film Festival, which is the great news we've had recently.
But you know, our cast's great. We've got Philip Seymour Hoffman, Tony Collette, Eric Banner, Barry Humphries is our narrator, Renee Geyer, and Molly Meldrum has one word and took us 3 weeks to rehearse. But yeah,
you've got to bleep it out too.
No, well, we did have to have subtitles. It wasn't quite clear enough. But Molly's great.
I look forward to seeing Mary and Max.
Yes, it comes out April 7 next year.
Yeah. Good Thursday.
Molly Meldrum has one word.
I can only imagine what that one word will be.
And it took 3 weeks to get it right. I want to know...
What is this word?
Exactly. I'm fascinated. Yeah.
Are there any words that are that difficult to pronounce that will take you 3 weeks?
I don't know.
Think you'd get it after a day?
Maybe you had to detox for 3 weeks beforehand. I don't know.
Possibly.
Yes. There's someone else who was there. Shane Bourne, who is the host of...
Ooh.
Thank God You Were Here.
Oh, why, thank you.
And we asked him, basically, is it nice? Because he's used to being the host and pushing the celebrities around.
Don't forget City Homicide.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah, true. So we asked him, is it nice not to be hosting for once?
Hi, Shane. Adam and Jenny from Joy 94.9. Yeah. Is it nice to actually be one of the guests tonight instead of having to host and push the other stars around the stage for one?
Actually, I'm looking forward to tonight. The AFRs is kind of good, and especially sitting in the theatre situation, so you can get it over and done pretty quickly and then get to the party and go berserk.
He was dying for a drink, wasn't he?
He certainly was.
Hi, this is Courtney Act, and you're listening to the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Back on to the AFI Awards. Myself and Ginny were hanging out there on Saturday on the red carpet. It's quite interesting. It wasn't as, like, you know, it's a bit of a fight there because you've got all these different media people trying to get all these different interviews. And at the end of the day, you end up just stealing other people's interviews. So here's some of our stolen interviews. Some of us had a bit of a chat to Eric Banner, who was actually there as well.
Did you actually speak to him or did you just sort of channel him through?
No, he was physically there and I pointed a microphone at him.
I'm sure you pointed something at him.
While I was pointing it at him, this is what he said.
Okay, you're here to support the Australian film industry. How do you think it's faring in this big wide world of competition?
Look, I think it's. I think she's been an okay year. I mean, like I said last year, I think you always got to look at our industry in a sort of 5-year cycle. I think if you look at it, you know, 1 year at a time, it's kind of like looking at a footy season over 4 games. I think our industry's too small to sort of break it down and be hypercritical year by year. So I think, you know, we're in a pretty good cycle at the moment.
George Miller says that we keep losing the good people to overseas. Do you agree?
No, not completely. I think Well, I don't think you ever lose people to overseas. I think it's great when Australian talent are working overseas because it puts you know, everyone on show. And you know, the more cinematographers and writers that we can get working overseas and directors, I think that's a huge benefit for the local industry. And so long as, you know, occasionally we can get back and find projects to do here occasionally, but we don't want to see too much.
You never leave us behind, though, will you, Eric?
Uh-huh.
You'll always be back to do.
Oh, I can't promise that.
You enjoy your stint as the ambassador for the Melbourne International Film.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I got to choose a film to be projected. I'd never seen Mad Max 2 projected, so it was worth it just for that.
There you go, Eric Banner talking about one of his favourite sequels.
Mad Max 2. Yes, Beyond the Thunderdome, I believe it was called.
Oh. Now, Chris Lilley, are you a fan of his?
I am.
Summer Heights High or We Can Be Heroes?
Summer Heights High.
You prefer that? Fair enough. He's got a bit of a reputation for not saying much, Mr. Chris Lilley.
That's been great. Yeah, there's been lots of good press in America, and I wasn't sure how it would go there, but it's been great.
Has there been any confusion with the sense of humour or getting the concept?
I don't know. They seem to be getting it. There's been some great reviews, and suddenly my MySpace page has been filled up with people from strange places in Texas, and yeah, it's been good. So, yeah, who knows?
Man of many words there.
Very many words.
Mr. Chris. Chris Lilley. In fact, that was probably, you know, 30 seconds. That's one of his longest speeches for sure. Bud Tingwell.
Oh, Oh, fantastic. He takes me back to the good old days.
I know. I love an old person with... I'm probably getting in trouble saying old now.
Mature.
A mature person. A well-lived person.
Mm-hmm.
An experienced person with a bit of charisma. We asked him how... Well, someone asked him how he was feeling.
Well, I've got a really bad cold. I'm halfway through a film shoot and I can't talk.
Oh, but I've never heard you complain ever.
No, I know.
Oh, dear. How are you going to get through tonight?
I don't know. I'm going to sit quietly and let Joanne prompt.
What's the film shoot you're on at the moment?
Australia. The sequel to Australia. New Zealand, I think. Bed of Roses.
Bed of Roses.
But if you could create your own category that you would definitely win, what would it be, do you think?
Winston Churchill. No, that's a category you want. Old act, very old actor.
There we go.
Good old Bud Tingwell.
That's what you can say. Good old Bud.
Good on ya, Bud.
Exactly. Now, do you know who Luke Ford is?
I do not. The name rings a bell, but...
Yes.
Now, it escapes me.
He played the autistic kid in Black Balloon, which was one of the nominees for best film this year.
Yep.
Then he went from that, playing an autistic kid, to going to be in the latest Mummy movie.
Mm-hmm. He did, with Brendan Fraser.
Yes, is what he had to say.
Like the Black Balloon for working on something with a big budget like the Mummy 3?
Oh, it's a completely different thing. Black Balloon was such an artistic film and a good collaboration, and Mummy's such an industrialised commercial thing where, you know, you got to put on a good pearly white smile rather than show a few tears and emotion, you know. So.
And acting against a blue screen or green screen must be a bit of an experience or a challenge for you.
Oh yeah, very much so. It was good fun. I mean, the challenge would be more playing Charlie than acting in front of a green screen, but you know, I had an imagination as a kid, so I kind of got with it, and you know, and it was good fun. I really enjoyed it.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
After myself and Ginny were on the red carpet, we got hustled into the media room. And basically what happened in the media room is after someone won an award, they came and gave a little chat to us. So here's some little excerpts from that. The first one is the director of the winner of the Best Film and Best Direction. Her name's Alyssa Down for The Black Balloon. The Black Balloon's about a kid with autism.
Autism, yes.
Mm.
Alyssa, this must be immensely gratifying to you personally, a very personal project. How long had you wanted to tell the story, and how difficult was it to actually get it moving and get interested in it?
When I was growing up, I was always telling stories to my friends about my brothers and my family. And, you know, I noticed a lot of people would laugh at them or at times be like, oh, my God, did that happen? And, you know, get angry for things that happened to my brothers. And so I always knew that there was a good story there. And then, you know, as you start making your career as a filmmaker, it sort of, it just felt like the story to tell. And we just had a dream run. Everyone really supported the project that read it and was like a real champion for it. And it was, you know, it was more, you know, the inner processes of writing it and just slogging over the getting everything right, which I think was the hardest process of all.
I love it here, how you can hear the journalist's mobile phone beep in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Now, Underbelly did very, very well at the AFI Awards on the weekend. Of course, their lead actress and the lead actor won... Well, they won the awards for lead actress and lead actor. The lead actress, of course, Kat Stewart. This is what she had to say.
Congratulations, Kat. It's such a great portrayal of a sympathetic, skanky gangster mom.
Thank you.
Tell us... were you ever concerned about playing a real-life person?
Absolutely. It was a huge responsibility. I wanted to do her justice, but also knowing that I wasn't going to get to be close to the real person, I had to use my imagination a lot. But you know, I think we all felt a really keen sense of responsibility that while it was a great story, a great yarn, it was, you know, it's also, being a Melbourne girl, I understood how real it was. So definitely.
We heard that Roberta had tried to contact you a few times while you were filming Underbelly. Has she actually managed to make contact with you since the show's been filmed and now it's been shown, or part of it's been shown here in Victoria?
Look, I only know of the one time she tried to contact me. That's but no.
Prank calls.
You look really dull on prank time.
Any prank calls? Okay, I think we'll get some photos now, I think.
And, of course, Guyton Grantley from Underbelly also won the Best Lead Actor. That's what he had to say.
Congratulations, Guyton. That was a great, enthusiastic speech. I think you get the speech that you just gave. Do you feel like this is a real breakthrough year for you?
Oh, of course, yeah. It's been turned upside down.
Yeah.
And I guess another thing I could have said is that I'm just lucky to have been given this opportunity. There's thousands of actors out there that we were given such amazing content and such great stuff to work with that I've been given this wonderful, you know, jumpstart. So I'm thrilled.
You made a massive physical transformation for this movie. What do you think when you see yourself on the screen? Do you just go, oh, my God? Or do you, I mean, because you look so different now, I mean... You know, what I guess
going on what Heath was quoted as saying, you know, the day I think I'm good, then I should start doing something else. And I totally agree with that. But I guess it is strange looking at yourself from the past. But what I love about acting is the opportunity to play different characters and change myself. And so I'm thrilled that I was able to do that. Yeah.
More from the AFI in just a few moments' time.
This is Anastasia, and you are listening to the Hump Day Crew. That is right on Joy 94.9.
Myself and Ginny, the regular Hump Day Crewers, were at the AFIs on the weekend, getting little bits of audio from all the different people that were there. Now, someone else who had a bit of a chat to the media after he presented was Eric Banner. This is what he had to say.
Eric, do people in LA know what a bogan is?
Do they know what, sorry?
A bogan.
A bogan?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a term used over there, actually. I've never heard of it.
You don't call yourself a bogan when you're...
Do I call myself a bogan? No, I don't. I call myself a bit of a rev head, but no, I haven't used the word bogan for many years, but I'll take it.
Yes, one over here. Another question.
It's great to have you presenting at the AFIs this year, Eric. Could you tell us a little bit about what you see as the value of the AFI?
Look, I think anything that helps put the spotlight on the effort that goes into, you know, getting a film made and celebrating the finished product is great. And, you know, having been a part of it myself, I know how exciting it is, you know, to have your efforts and the efforts of the people you work with recognised. And, you know, it's just one night a year and you know, sometimes it might be the only, you know, massive kind of positive moment that you have after the film's released. So... you know, they're essential and it rewards effort and, you know, helps shine a spotlight on our industry, and it needs all the spotlights it can get.
Now, of course, someone who did rather well on the weekend was Chris Lilley. He won Best TV Show for Summer Heights High.
Summer Heights High!
Yes, is what he had to say afterwards.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Creating one interesting, fascinating character must be hard enough, that you've created lots of interesting, fascinating characters, both in Weekly Heroes and in Summer Heights High. How did you go about creating these, bringing up these wonderful characters?
Made them up. I don't know. Seeing them all up there on the screen tonight, I thought they all looked the same. They're not that different. I just came up with the idea of both these shows and then met similar people and sort of researched it and kind of worked it out just from meeting the real life counterparts, I guess. Yes.
Chris, have any schools invited you in for professional development about how to treat students?
Yeah, weirdly I've had lots of feedback from schools, and they take it very seriously, and they, particularly the Jonas storyline, they often want me to come in and talk about that, and you know, it was just meant to be funny, but they've taken it quite seriously. And I also got asked to go back to the school that Jermaine's private school, Guildford, the school where we shot at, asked me to go back to feature in a fashion parade, which was looking at the uniforms for the last 100 years, and they wanted me to step out. So, yeah, I get invitations to go to schools quite a lot.
Now, one of the most touching moments of the AFI Awards was when they awarded the International Award for Best Actor, and it actually went to Heath Ledger for his role in The Dark Knight, the Batman Joker movie. Yeah. Now, his family was actually there to accept the award, and this is what they said.
We wish to sincerely thank the Australian Film Institutes for the wonderful tribute to Heath. We are immensely proud of him, not only for his professional achievements, but in the way he truly cherished his family, friends, and his precious Matilda. Heath was never one to accept mediocrity. He put his heart and soul into achieving what he believed was required and followed his passions with great enthusiasm and an insatiable curiosity. He did achieve internationally. However, Heath also believed in the Australian film industry and loved any chance to be back home working with an Aussie cast and crew. We are honoured to accept this international award for Best Actor on behalf of Heath and proudly take a bow in his place.
It's been without a doubt the most difficult year, losing such a loved family member. We are so proud of him and humbly accept this award on behalf of his beautiful daughter, who we will cherish forever. Thank you.
That was the mother and then the sister of Heath Ledger accepting his award for the International Actor for his role in The Dark Knight at the AFI Awards.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.